Today, we're excited to be joined in studio by Vanessa Ukcha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm all good. Now, before we kick off with this interview, I did ask you for the word for today with reference to what your day is like so far. So what's the word for today?
My word for today is passion.
Passion.
Live your passion, and education is all about passion.
Exactly. Ah, that's a nice one. That's a nice one. If you're listening right now, make sure to send us through your word for today. That's 083-000-1029. Now, Vanessa is an ECD specialist at Development Workshop Namibia and an advocate for child-centered education. Now, she'll be sharing her expertise with us. So let's now dive straight in. Now, what is child-centered early childhood development education, and why exactly is it important?
Good question. Child-centered education is an approach that places the child at the center of the learning process, and it really focuses on the interests, on the abilities and the needs, but also the strengths, really, to focus on that. This approach really focuses on learning through exploring and making experiences and exploring the environment. It's really important because it looks at the holistic development of a child and how a child can develop cognitive, social, emotional, but also physically.
Yes.
And this will lead to success and lifelong learning.
Exactly. Now, how exactly does it differ from the traditional methods of education?
Mm-hmm. So in the traditional teaching methods, very often teachers are in the center of the learning process. They structure it, they give instructions, they talk mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And here we really emphasize on children being in the center and lead the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
While teachers are still there to support, to guide, to facilitate, and where they can, and see where a child needs support from them. They're still very active when it comes to new activities or new materials and introduce that, of course.
Exactly. Now, with reference to child-centered education, what does it encompass and what are the key principles that define child-centered mm-hmm. education?
We talk a lot about respect. Respect for children's individuality and autonomy so that they're really in charge mm-hmm. for their learning. Emphasis on learning through play and exploration. So there's a saying that says, teach me and I'll forget, show me and I'll remember,
yeah.
But let me do and I will really learn.
Okay.
So that's really what we want. It needs a lot of collaboration between teachers, families and children, because as a team we can support children much better,
mm-hmm.
and it promotes inclusivity and supportive learning environments a lot.
Exactly. Now, with reference to child-centered education, how exactly does it benefit the child?
So it promotes active engagement. It promotes children. They're curious. They really want to learn. And it leads to deeper learning, mm-hmm. not just on the surface. It fosters independence. Children become self-confident. They have a positive attitude towards learning now. So they really have this, I want to learn. I want to go to school. I want to get something new. This is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it also supports perseverance. It really helps children to deal with frustration and to become more resilient. And that helps a lot in life.
Yes. And now let's because it's always important for parents to be part of all the things that kids are.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything, but there's a lot parents can do to help, you know, help their children. And with them to child-centered education at home, how can parents and caregivers mm-hmm. be part of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, parents are the first teachers in life.
Mm-hmm.
And at home, this environment that children live in, that should be nurturing, that should be stimulating, they should really get the most out of it. And parents know best what the interests of their children are, and really to observe and see and support in that.
Mm-hmm.
Have open discussions, have conversations, ask your children questions, and praise and encourage, and make possible that they have moments of achievement so that the child can really say, oh yes, I did that, I can do that, and they go through life with this feeling.
Yes, and I think child-centered education is one of those duh things, you know, because you're at the school and the school is to teach the child, right? So
yeah.
Meaning everything you do should be centered around the child, how to better do it, how to do it effectively.
Mm.
And what role do educators play in implementing child-centered education in schools and early childhood settings as well?
They play a really crucial role. I mean, they set up the whole learning environment at school. They are there. They are the main facilitators. They are observing children, so they know the interests of children and their strengths and their needs, so they can really create meaningful learning experiences for them mm-hmm. that will bring them forward in life. They provide a variety of materials so they can make learning fun and interesting, and that's what we want. And they can really have all these child-centered activities supported, support group learning, support peer learning. That's what we need in the future when we go to work as well.
Exactly. Now, in all institutions, especially in education institutions, you have people coming or kids coming from different backgrounds, different ethnic backgrounds, different ways of thinking. So how does child-centered early childhood development education promote diversity and inclusion within the kids?
It really promotes diversity and inclusion by respecting and celebrating each individual, their unique backgrounds, their culture, their abilities of really, and I mean all children who are in there, in that class. And it really encourages teachers and educators to look at the curriculum that they use and use it according to the children they work with. Really diverse material, diverse backgrounds, and include everyone and make every child valued and make every child feel safe and supported.
Exactly. Now let's look at child-centered early childhood development education in a practical sense. And it's easy to say something and, you know, it's easy to look at a concept, but how can we practically implement it? Can you provide maybe some examples of child-centered early childhood development education in action?
Yeah, certainly. Examples of child-centered education in action could include, I mean, activity stations, something that reflects an interest. It could be, if you have children in a class that like science, you can set up a science table. You have mostly children in your class who love stories. So have a role play area based on a favorite story. You can also have project-based teaching or learning where your children can have a garden. They can really look after the garden, or they can come up with a market, can be themes, they can come up with a business. I mean, there are so many ideas, but it should really be hands-on. It should really look at the interests of children and what they want to do, what they want to become, and where the teacher also sees the strength.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And I do agree 100%. It's sometimes teachers and educators forget that it's the child's life and not yours, you know? And I think parents do that as well. And in some, you know, extremes, teachers do that as well. And it's very important to understand that the kid's life is the one that's important. What does the kid want to do? It's centered around them. And I think that's a brilliant way of, you know, doing teaching and doing teaching kids as well. And like I said, it's a duh. That's how it's supposed to be done. But thank you so much, Vanessa, for joining us in studio. It was a pleasant chat, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me.